Proclamation number 0363 of 3rd of April, 1938. Inner voice. Sovereignty of the soul over the body. Whoever wants to loosen the fetters that bind him on this earth must offer his sacrifice to the Lord. He must surrender everything that connects him to the earth. He must free his heart from everything that seemed desirable to him until now. Only then does he rise into a sphere where his soul can recover, where it can free itself from oppressive shells, where it can absorb the Spirit of God and transform itself into the image of God. The spiritual guideline will always be given to him once the urge for spiritual education has been awakened in his heart. Then he may only always entrust himself to the spiritual leaders, who are given to him to protect him for life on earth. These know best what is useful to him and necessary for the advancement of the soul. But also other opportunities will be offered to him by which he can develop himself higher and test his will. Because everything comes from God. Every hint at the deity. Every admonition to complete himself. And every impulse for good will be put into his heart by God himself, if he only always pays attention to the inner voice, which will always show him the right way. That now again many do not hear this voice is the consequence of strong worldly stimuli, which try to drown out everything pointing to eternity. It is an inner fight which must be fought out beforehand, a fight for the supremacy of the body or the soul. When the desire of the soul wins over the desire of the body, then the soul is very soon given the possibility to detach itself from matter and now to fulfill its actual purpose. I.e., it will now be strengthened and supported by good spirit beings in the effort to receive the Spirit of God and will so be able to form itself to ever higher perfection. Because only one thing is necessary, that man understands to place the soul over the body. And that, if he has recognized this, he should not slacken in his efforts to give the soul the highest possible development possibility by doing everything that is beneficial to the soul and its desire, even if he does not correspond to the world and its requirements and is forced to go through the life of renunciation on earth. Because only one thing can be good for the soul. The world with its joys does not help it to progress, but only the connection with God alone will give it all that it needs for perfection on earth. Therefore man's endeavor will always have to be to turn to the Heavenly Father as a child of God, full of trust that he will advise and help him, and this request will not go unheard. Amen.